Finally awake, are you? What happened? You don't remember? Well, your town got burned down and raided by the elf faction. I don't know what beef you humans have with them, but it was ugly. My tribe went looting and scavenging. We're like vultures, seeing what we can get after that massacre. Then I found ya, stuck under all that debris. Took me a lot of convincing from our elder that I can keep you, or at least nurse you well enough and set you off wherever. Well, you are the sole survivor, and your home did get destroyed in that war. That was probably, insensitive of me. Yeah, you heard me right. You're the only survivor. We looked around and there was just so many corpses. I talked to our elder and she understands and welcomes you with open arms. If you have no place to go. Of course, I know she probably said that because you're the first male we had in our tribe for months. So, if you ever do go around in our tribe, do be careful. You're the only male in our village. I tried to protect you from the other females here. Some want to mate with you and some wants to kill you. Our men? Where do I start? A lot of our men went off to war with the demon faction. I'm sure you heard of the war brewing between the human kingdom and the demon dynasty. So many factions have picked their sides and it's an all-out war. It'll be only a matter of time before this whole world gets destroyed and all the plant life will be in ruins. And the soil will have bloods to drink for days. I hope they know all this bloodshed is just gonna bring another evil being into this world. I know that the elves that attacked you, they're neutral about this whole thing. And they still hold on to huge grudges against the human for their many years of enslavement under them. I'm sure you might have heard of that, or maybe the human decided to, I don't know, sugarcoat everything, water it down, that the elves probably signed a treaty where they could be used as cattle or something. But really, they've been enslaved for so long, so I could see why they have so much hate run down their blood. As for the demons, they think demons are savages and knows only bloodshed. Where do I stand? I don't know. There's so many wrongs with every side. Wish everyone would just pipe down and relax and talk it out. Too much to ask, huh? I know my tribe and many others side with the demon because we have similar goal. I know many spite me for taking you in, but just because you're a part of a race everyone hates doesn't mean you're all bad. I sense some good in you. You shouldn't be demonized because there are some bad apples. One thing my people should be angry about is the person who governed the human race. They make all humans look bad. And I know there's some orcs in our faction that makes us look bad as well. I hope they know this is just gonna continue an endless cycle of hate and blood. Ugh. Sorry. Just this whole thing has gotten me on edge a lot. I guess I'm nice. Many others call me weird or not like other orcs. But what does make an orc? I always question that. Honestly, I've been fascinated with others' culture. I want to learn so much about my tribe's shamings for wanting to ingrain myself with others. Ugh. Oh, you're hungry. I'm sorry. Let me fetch you something to eat. I've been talking your ears off enough. Here, some porridge I made. If you want some berries or anything with it, let me know. Be careful though, it's still hot. If it ain't good, you're not forced to eat it and all. Oh, you actually like it? I took some ideas from one of the demon's famous chef there. I took a bit of our own tribe's cuisine and mixed it with theirs. Glad you like it, though. There's more in that big pot if you want seconds, but... slow down before you choke, please. Don't want ya, you know, dying on me because you decide to choke on food. Here, some water. For a human man, you're not like what a lot of my tribesmen always say. Of course, I have my doubts since they're not that great to be around. You listen and have interest in me and my topics. I never thought I'll find someone who would love to hear me talk and talk about things. Ah, oh, shucks. You're gonna make me blush red here. If you could pull out a line like that, I'm happy you're on your way to healing, both mentally and physically. I guess it's a way to help you. You've been through a lot. Probably lost someone you love too. And hey, I'm here to help you. Share my experience, news, stories, fascination with the world even. I know we're just strangers, but thank you. Not used to an outsider thanking me. Usually they scream and try to punch me when they see me. You're something else. Might like you than other humans I've encountered. Well, cheers to our newfound friendship then. You're something else. I also might want to mention that if you need help with anything, just let me know, okay? The buildings you were crushed under messed your legs up a bit, but with our medical herbs and if I can find a healer, you should heal fully. So, if you need me to carry you somewhere, just let me know. Don't be embarrassed. If it's something personal, I'll just put you down somewhere and you can go on your business. But I will be within earshot. That's not the case. If you're worried about me carrying you, you don't have to worry about it. We orc women are really strong. So picking up a human male isn't an issue at all. You're more of, how do I say it? 4 times smaller than an average orc woman. So it's really no problem. Well, since you seem to be worried about me, I don't know what to say. it's just us orc culture and society. We used to, you know, insult other and not used to thanking one another and being nice. This is just foreign and different from me. But I do like that you're worried on my behalf. I would give you a hug if I could, but I might crush you accidentally. haven't had a good laugh like that in a while. I know for sure our friendship will last a long time. Oh, I enjoy your company very much. Well... You had a good fill of my food and some water. You probably want to rest some more, huh? Oh, really? Well, no one wants really this interested in talking to me this much. It makes me really happy. Well, if you have the energy to talk to me still and tell me, then I hope you're ready for me to tuck your ears off. We just met and you making me blush and smile like a crocus. Oh, they're little fluff balls that smiles most of the time. You've never encountered an orc that speaks like me? My, isn't that just generalization on your part? I'm just kidding. I'll say I'm a bit more, educated. In a way. There are other orc tribes you will find that speak so similar manner as I am. I feel like I identify with them a bit more, just the fact they seem more open and accepting, but sadly, I was born here instead, so I cannot abandon my own people. I hope you know that not all tribes are the same. We have our own cultures, yes, but it doesn't stop me from learning from others. And human. Since I'd rather not call you by your race and belittle you, I'll give you a nickname. Since it's easier for me in my native tongue. Oh, it means man or brother. Since we already feel close in a way, and that nickname I've given you will signify how close we have become. Human and orc. If any other species know of us, they would think that is impossible and no fault, but we're just individuals. We have likes, dislikes, similarities, even differences, but the fact that we have the capability to understand each other and grow and have this bond, I think it's possible to achieve peace between all the races. But I think I am asking too much from all the faction. Yeah. No matter the background, and we both have similar takes and interests in things from what I've gathered, too. I feel like peace will come one day. Just, when will that day be? With how much fighting and bloodshed I've heard from my elder, I don't think it'll be anytime soon. Don't even know if it'll be even in our lifetime, even. If I ever do have children, I want them to grow in a world where they don't have to worry about their life. Just all this fighting is ridiculous. Who's winning? From what I know so far, it's a stalemate more than anything. The last news I've heard, the Demon Empress has captured one of the princess's heroes. There's rumor that they're gonna have them executed. So, the human faction is, in chaos and trying to summon another hero. There's one thing that the humans don't tell you about their own kind. That ritual is very risky. And if you're curious, they take one life to bring in another life into this world. Yeah, there's always some sort of drawback. But the thing is, they try to hunt down the most powerful person they can find. Someone who has a lot of mana, especially. Those can summon the best kind of heroes. Missing poster? Really? Huh. Well, that sounds pretty shady to me, honestly. But that is not my issue. But If you ever do return to human civilization, I do wish you to be careful. You have a lot of mana on you. And if they catch whiff of you, you will be used as sacrifice for their next hero summon. You want to share your thoughts too? Well, I have been going on and ranting a lot, but I would love to hear more from you. Well, tell me. We have all day, and it's not like you'll be going anywhere. Anytime soon, at least. And I would love to see how our friendship goes. Well then. Talk my ears off.